Blog Talk Radio.
Coming back to be with us, even on a Memorial Day, a Memorial Evening, we value and appreciate each and every one of you. Wouldn't be no place else but to be right here with you on Word on the Streets. What's up, my brother from another mother?
What's up, Jordan, man? Just chilling, man. Join family, you know what I'm saying? Join the weekend. It's over. Graduation, over. Anniversary over, mother birthday over, my birthday over, my Memorial Day about to be over, man. You know, hey, about to get this. You know, just got to get now. I got to do these repairs on the home. And that's almost over. Then, hey, you sit back and relax, man. What's going on?
Right. Well, speaking of that, folks, since our last show, Mr. Fletcher did have a birthday. So, brother, we wish you a very, very happy birthday. So a lot of love being sent your way on Facebook,
yes.
Deservingly so, for the energy, the blood, sweat, and tears you put on your platform. And in return, people showed up and showed out and gave you a lot of love, man.
Yeah.
So you deserve it. Happy birthday to you, my brother.
Hey, thank you.
But,
thank you.
Yeah, man, but it's been a minute. This is Memorial Day evening. Hope everybody had had the kind of day you expected to have or wanted to have. For me and my household, it was a pretty chilled out day. We relaxed and just enjoyed the present moment. That's basically what we did over here. But we're happy to be on this platform, and we're happy to be with you guys. If anyone who's interested in being a part what we are talking about and what we will be talking about, please feel comfortable and free to dial in at area code 319-527-6769. Once again, that call-in number is area code 319-527-6769. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, you'd like to come on and showcase what you have going on, something that you believe will help and move our community forward, send us an email at wordonthestreets@extraspin.shop. Send us an email at wordonthestreets@extraspin.shop. And I guarantee you, Keith Fletcher and myself, we will get back in contact with you ASAP, as soon as possible. Folks, that's what it's all about. But Fletcher, man, I don't know how you feel about this topic, man, but we're going to kick it around. There's nothing new under the sun, folks. The only thing is under the sun is that people keep coming up with nuance to get people to do the things that has been proven over and over and over again to work. But when you give it to people straight lace, it's not attractive. So what the industry and what entrepreneur and what innovators and creators, what we try to do is repackage the process, but it's the same formula, it's the same process. But you know, it's like Christmas. You have to sometime wrap it in a different box and put a pretty bow on it, different wrapping paper, to get someone to get excited to tear it open, to feel excited about it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, take, for instance, a bike quite some time. And they keep coming up with different nuance, different ways about it, but that bike is still a bike. So we put in a different wrap on this subject matter because we find, including ourselves, is that when thing doesn't work, it's a 99.5% chance that we didn't work the process. I said 0.5 because there's always mysterious things in life. Miracles still do happen. But there's a guarantee that if you follow the process, now every time you follow the process, you're not going to always get success. But the process doesn't stop at you not getting it. It's you repeat. You wash and rinse and repeat. You do that same process over and over again. Eventually, you will get what you're going after. But that take a lot of determination. That take a lot. It take a lot, which is why we're talking about focus on yourself tonight. So I just gave that intro layout to see how my brother might feel about us kicking it around, talking about focus on yourself. What say you, Fletcher?
Hey, sure enough, focusing on yourself, man, and focus on, you know, the things that you, you know, can't control, that's another thing. But focus, the word focus is huge. I think we put that under say that's a small thing, but it's big. Because, man, the way you focus on things, man, just like you said, you focus on something, you frame something up around it, but you can focus on something, make it worse than what it is. It might even be that bad. You know what I'm saying? You think one way, you can focus on the negative part of it, or you can focus on the good part of it. You know what I'm saying? That's something like faith. You know what I'm saying? We got faith and we got doubt. But you want to have that focus on the faith, the thing that's coming to the faith, that was going to be good things that happen, or you can start instantly start doubting. It's all about the focus, how you focus on the things. And I think that's huge, especially in business and being an entrepreneur, just in life, in your relationships. You can focus on things the wrong way, and it ain't what you're trying to focus, but you can make it worse. No, so focus is big in this, man. And I have used that. I've been on both ends of the stick. You know, like I said, when I first started doing the Airbnb, and I was focused on good things going to happen. I was focused that, man, I swear that I tested faith. And I remember we had to get the money to get the house remodeled. And I said, man, we're going to get an insurance claim. We're going to get a claim that somebody's going to come stay at our house, a big payoff. And I believed it. I focused and believed on it and that faith. And like I said, I didn't make it happen. But all I did was walk into it and the things happened. But I could have focused on all the things that went wrong, that was going to be wrong. If I would have focused on everything wrong, it would have never had an Airbnb. It would have never happened. But focus on what can be. So that focus is big, man. Focus can sit you back, make you sit at home on that couch and don't move. Or that focus will make you, man, achieve a lot of things. So, yeah, focus is important on it.
Yeah, y'all heard it.
Today I need you to embrace what comes hard. Today I need you to accept the challenge. Today I need you to fall in love with the process.
There will be plenty of opportunities to get discouraged, to lose your passion, and think that it's not meant to be. But if you're going to reach your destiny, you have to have a made-up mind. If you give up after the first time, or the fifth time, or the 30th time, what that really means is you didn't want it bad enough. There should be something you're believing for that you are relentless. You are not moved by how impossible it looks. You're not discouraged by how long it's taking. You don't give up because people told you no. Your attitude is, if I have to believe my whole life, I am not going to stop believing. I am not going to take no for an answer. I'm not going to settle for mediocrity. I'm going to keep pursuing what was in my heart.
And ask yourself, what do I really want? What do I really want? And write it down. Writing causes thinking. Thinking creates an image. And you get these images going, you're building a vision in your mind. It's the visionaries that change the world. Think of that.
But what keeps that competitive edge, what keeps you on top, is the ability to think and prepare mentally over and over and over again. The body has limitations. The mind does not. We focus so much on what goes on from the neck down that we forget it all starts from here. Everything starts from there. If you're not mentally ready, you're never really physically prepared. And that's where the preparation starts.
What would your life be like as you look toward the future if you decided, I'm not going to allow my fears to stop me? And I'm saying to you, whatever you got to do, do it, because if you don't, life is going to whoop you until you surrender.
So when you're young and you make mistakes, don't let them eat you up. Because everybody that done made it, done made them. You got to fail in order to win.
Hey, look, man, to understand how to hit the game when it's shot, you got to miss the game when it's shot. You know, you've got to be tough, because the road to success is always under construction. There's never a clear path to success. The people who become successful are the people who have a relentless attitude. And you just got to hang in there through the bad breaks, because the bad breaks is coming, but they usually come right before the big break is about to happen. You get a series of bad breaks, and it stumbles up a lot of people. My life and my success is to say to anyone, you can stumble, you can fall, you can get back up again.
You got to be relentless. You got to be committed. You got to be focused. That's what Keith Fletcher was talking about right before you all heard. All of those different voices in conversation. And you all have heard all of that right here from the both of us. How we have clawed and fought, rolled in the mud, still sometimes have one foot in the mud. You get that left foot out of the mud and then your right foot slips in the mud. And soon when you think you got a little daylight or daybreak, you slip back down, you're still in the mud. And the thing is, from the difference between people who overcome and become successful, they keep fighting. They keep fighting. and they don't care. This is what this focus on yourself. They don't care what the naysayers, what the voices outside of themselves are saying. They don't care if you laugh at them and make jokes about them. Everybody that we watch on the silver screen or people that we admire that are so successful. I'm not talking about the one who inherit wealth. I'm talking about the ones who created their destiny, created their fortune and fame. I can almost promise you they got a story to tell you. You know, I have so often said, if you want to hit home runs, you have to be willing to strike out. Kobe Bryant will tell you, in order to be a great, successful NBA guard for the Los Angeles Lakers, man, he was willing to look and make a fool out of himself. He used to shoot air balls and shoot inappropriately. He was the joke and talk of the town on a national stage. But he kept on shooting. He kept on shooting. And now he's an icon. Now he's an idol. Now everybody's looking up to Kobe Bryant. You got to be willing to draw a line in the sand and don't give a damn about what they say about you, what they write about you, what they whispering behind your back when you walk away and all that, and laughing. You got to push all that aside and focus on yourself. What do you want out of this life? Because it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight, I promise you that. It's going to be a fight with yourself mainly. Number one, your number one opponent will be yourself, your mind. Your mind will break you down if you let it. Come on, Fletcher, man. Jump in here. I know you got some meat you want to put on that bone.
You know, we get on here, man, every Monday and Wednesday. We called people like us, we call ourselves influencers. We want to influence people to do something. Me and Stronell want to influence you to do something that we done went through, to influence you to believe, influence you to not procrastinate. Let's use that as a term. To get you to do something to improve yourself, get you to do something to help you move forward, because we done been through this. You know, we don't want someone to go through or slack off or, you know, go through some of the things we went through. So we want to influence people in a positive manner to moving forward. So we talk about focus. Like I say, Kobe Bryant, his mental fortitude, his focus. As coming up, he knew he wanted to be Michael Jordan. His focus, and see, his belief factor and everything knew, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we got to focus, like we got to picture something ahead. Like he said, okay, I want to be the greatest basketball player. Now, it's two sides to that. He said, I'm going to be the greatest. Now, the other side could have said, nah, you're not going to make it. You're not good enough. How are you going to be that? And just start looking at all these things, negative things. But he looked at, I'm going to be the greatest, and looked at all the stuff that he going to do. And he spoke it, and he went out there, and he trained, and he kept doing the things. Focus on the positive. Like we say all the time on this show, there's two sides of everything, right? Two sides of the corn, two sides of bread, two sides of a pancake. So it's two sides of that focus. It's that negative and the positive. But everything about it is attitude. What do you choose? Your attitude and what you choose to be and what you believe around that frame or what you want to do on that focus. What are you going to believe? What are you going to push forward to? like I said, you get these things we said right here, man, this will help you. So that's what we come on here to, as influencers, to influence you to do these things, not to procrastinate, to move forward, to improve your life. And these are things we're talking about right here, man. And like I said, these guys we bring on the show, and they saying the same thing, different ways. But everything come to focus, your belief, your faith, your mental fortitude. See, that's what's stopping us. Ain't no secret society stopping you. Ain't no white man. Ain't no any. Ain't no Jews. That's what's stopping you. The focus, the procrastination. As we say, the small thing, but they so big. This is why we work on these things. See, you get these things, then you can move towards other things. Because things going to come your way. Like Stoner said, things are going to happen. You know, you're going to have some things fall in your lap that ain't going to work the way. You know, you got all these goals that ain't going to fall in your lap. And say, man, I wasn't looking for it. Man, I divorce. Ooh. Lose your job. Ooh. Somebody takes it. You know, you invest it, they take your money. Ooh. You're a basketball player. You got all these skills. Then you throw your Achilles. Ooh. So these things gonna happen. It's all about how you come after those things. Now, what do you do then when they do? Yeah, it's all fun. The fame, the focus, the good with nothing. Everything smooth. The water just smooth and everything. Time that storm.
Water
comes.
Sweet.
Sweet. Oh, everything is okay then. Oh man, you shining. You smiling. You dressing. You looking. Every they see you. Ooh, look at them. But when the things start getting rough. What do you then? How do that focus? How do that frame look then? When you've tried everything, you keep failing. Well, how do it look then? How do that picture look then? What gets you to get up? What's your why? That's what you got to pull from. That's when
right.
You start looking at these little things, like you say, what's on the list? Keep how the people around you. Make sure you got the right people around you.
Man, that's just where I was going. I was getting ready to ask you. You see, and then I want you to pick back up on this conversation. Is that when I was talking about our biggest enemy is within ourselves, our own mind. But let's say when you're fighting these demons in your mind, and the people around you is agreeing with the demons in your mind. Houston, we got a problem.
Yeah.
So, how do you handle that? How do you get out of it? What do you suggest? You're dealing with yourself. You don't know if you're going the right way or the wrong way. You got so many thoughts going on in your head.
Let me say for me, I'm going through that, been through that, and going through that now. It's not the people. It's just say, you know, people, that God's in the Bible, our people pass for lack of knowledge, right? So the people you're wrong is less knowledgeable, right? So you asking somebody that's at your side that less knowledge than you, they ain't trying nothing, haven't done nothing, and they giving you advice. They haven't been through it, and they giving you advice. They don't want you to win. They don't want you to leave them, and they give you advice. It's not nothing that it's. Let's just say not even no evil intentions. It's just they don't know. You see what I'm saying? So how are they gonna help you? My mental focus, man. I go through my. I'm gonna tell you who helps me all the time, and I say God. See what God said is my wife. This is what most people. I'm a negative person. I think negative first. Off the back, I'm thinking the negative stuff. She said, why do you see it like that? I'm saying, but this could happen, baby. But it ain't happened. Why do you think that's going to happen? See, that's what I'm saying. A lot of these things, we done grew up inside us. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that seed inside you that grew, you've been taught. Well, you know this can happen. You going to go do that? Then what if this happens? You know, all that stuff been put in you from the get. So we going to naturally think negative first. See, and the reason we think negative because we done felt the negative part before. We done felt more negative things happen than positive. So when you feel something that, I felt that before. Oh, this was going to happen. It ain't happened. But I felt it. I'm telling you, I've seen it before. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. See, that's what you're saying about your attitude and all that start coming in. And sometimes with your attitude and your anxiety, you can make it happen. Like I said, that's what I used that point, man, about that, when I had to remodel the home and I was saying, man, this is going to happen. I know this is going to happen. I believe in this. I seen how this thing, how it came to get this Airbnb. I never felt that before. But I trusted it and I believed it, and it happened. My brother, on the other hand, when he first started, he was so like, well, what did this happen? What did that happen? I'm like, I had no doubt this is going to happen, man. Because I had, like you said, that's why I say I had more to gain than to lose. So we can frame stuff around a positive or negative. And it's your choice to choose it. And I fight that battle. That's my battle right there. I say, I know hard for people because it's hard for me. And now, if I ain't got the right people to say, hey, that's not what that is. That's the wrong picture frame you got in there. You looking at it the wrong way. Brother, this can happen.
And you know what? This drives right down the streets of another conversation we have had on Word on the Streets, is that if y'all notice what Keith Fletcher spoke about, so it's noteworthy that he mentioned his significant other. Now, just reverse it. Your significant other, it might be him, it may be your boyfriend, it may be your husband, it might be someone girlfriend or someone they dating, or it may be your best friend or what have you, that circle. But what he said, what was helpful for him, and this is helpful for many, you really need that good fellow person to help you look at something outside of your four walls in which you was brought up. Look through the prism of let's say we were brought up through certain prism. We all were.
Hey, that's real good. I'm sorry, Shornell. I like how you broke that. Go ahead. That was perfect, Sid. Go ahead with that.
And as a result, we see things through those prisms. We just do. Psychologists have proven this to us. Scientists have proven it to us. This is why it's critical in a courtroom, because two people can see the same thing, folks. Y'all know this experiment better than I do. And you hear two different views on what just happened. And that's because we come from, our mind programmed, and this is an area that, you know, I have talked about at just great length, and I know people not really into it. Here's our problem, Keith Fletcher. It doesn't matter whether we into something or not, if it's still the truth. See, we have a conscious and subconscious mind, and Keith Fletcher said, and I know this is true for me, and this is true for many of you all who's listening in. Our subconscious mind come to save us. Oh, I felt. See, what did he say? I felt that pain there before, so I don't want to feel that pain. So your mind start thinking, why? Ooh. We're cutting you off so you don't experience that again.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Even though you might be looking at it the wrong way. But, you know, but it's still, he had someone who didn't grow up in those same four walls way of thinking. Fortunate for him. He didn't always have that, though. I didn't always have that. Many of us don't have that right now. And then you know what we say, Fletcher?
The process don't work. Yeah, shoot.
It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Whatever I've tried that already. I've done that already. And then if you sit down, if they went and just some good counseling, some good therapy, and, mm-hmm. you know, give a good brief history of your upbringing, your overall, and the way we view things, the way we talk about things, the way we felt about certain issues in different situations, then we find out in reality, perception of how I saw that and how I saw this. And then when I saw these things, the way I internalized it. Now, just because I felt so, it was true for me, but it wasn't really true in reality. See, something true for you doesn't mean it's truth in reality. So Fletcher, fortunate for him, he had a wife that had to tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, pal, look. Maybe it don't have to be doom and gloom. And I don't even know why you have to look at it from the dark side before you may not ever get to the bright side. You stay looking at it from the tail end up. You may not even get to the head. And that's a problem, y'all. You can't possibly focus on yourself if your thought pattern is stuck in the mud of your prism of how you was brought up. We got to fix that as a community. We have to fix that as an individual. We got to fix that. You want things. You wanna live a better life. You want more things. But yet, you want to keep being who you've always been. You want to keep doing what you've always done. And you want to be able to argue with someone as, man, whatever they're selling on that platform is a bunch of BS. And you're going to sell it to the rooftop because you can justify the fact I tried it and it didn't work. What say you, Fletcher?
So now, if they get this, like I say, if you get this right here, man, that's the battle. Man, you can overcome
right.
So much.
You're right about that.
If you get this, what we talk.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, God. If you can get this.
If you just humble yourself. And really listen and get this. It would make so many changes in your life. You would see how much, because right now, you know, I know I've been there. You walking around lost and don't have no control. You would have so much control in your life. You won't even procrastinate anymore. You don't have to just have anxiety. See, then what causes, if you don't get this, I'm sure that's when anxiety comes. That's in anxiety. That's the word. See, that's when it starts being anxiety. Like I said, your body's trying to, like some countries trying to say, hey, we've been here. You got real paranoid. This hurt you last time.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, then anxiety
right,
come in.
Exactly. Anxiety come
Ooh,
in.
That's when it gets bad.
Oh, yeah. And now you're freaking out. Now
you're
decision all over the board, man.
Now you're all over the place. Now you're about to do something reckless.
That's right. That's true.
See, this is what caused you to be reckless.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, man,
that's what caused us to make those extreme indices. Damn, man, where that come from?
And then time you come down, this is short now, time you come down from it, and you, why did I do that? I didn't have to do that. Man.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. But
and we
you
laughing
got it,
about
man.
It, but I'm serious.
Yeah, we laughing it, about it, it, but it hurts. This is real stuff. This is real stuff,
It hurts
y'all.
Life. It hurts, man. It hurts you in situation. It hurts you in growth. It hurts you in a lot of things that's holding you back. It causes you to procrastinate. Then after that, now when you do that, then you're scared to move. Because now you're like, man,
you,
I don't know. What
now you're
now
timid.
You're scared to make a decision.
You're right. Now you're very timid.
You're very timid to move. Then you say, well, I don't like that. See, that's where that comes from. I can't do that. Like people,
I want to say it, but he's nailing it right now. That's where that conversation, that talk come from. That's where it come from. And that's, you don't want to feel that anymore.
No, go ahead, man.
I just wanted to say that.
No, you should go ahead and cut it in. But no, that's, and I'm saying, if you get this, I'm serious. And that was, like I said, the relationship, your job, money, everything, man, children, how you raise your kids, all this stuff tie into that. And then that's what we do. Well, that's how I was raised. I just can't do that. I'm not about to change that. It's all that bull crap. And I'm telling you from, because I lived it. I still live it. I'm serious. My wife would tap me on the shoulder and say, wait a minute. What you mean, wait a minute? This is it. No, wait a minute. Why? Why does it have to be that? I don't want to talk about it. This is what it is. This is how. No. Let's keep it a second for a minute. Think about it. Why do it have to be that way? Why are you thinking like that?
Mm-hmm.
Why you at? You ready to blow up the world? Why?
Yeah.
Take a moment.
Yeah. And this is really, really, anybody out there listening in, you want to call in and add your 2 cents, our call-in number is area code 319-527-6769. So y'all call in and let us know what you feel about this conversation.
As we conclude our discussion on this subject, I want to leave you with some parting words that I hope will make a lasting impression. Believe in the power within you. Embrace challenges, for they are stepping stones to greatness. Your journey may be filled with twists and turns, but remember that every setback is an opportunity to rise stronger than before. Stay persistent, even when the path seems uncertain. Nurture your dreams and let them guide you. Write down your goals. Create a vivid vision and pursue them relentlessly. Trust in the process and fall in love with the journey itself. Remember that success is not solely defined by the destination, but by the growth and transformation you experience along the way. Surround yourself with a supportive network of individuals who uplift and inspire you. Celebrate your victories, no matter how small, and learn from your failures with resilience and grace. Take care of your well-being, nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Let your life be a testament to the power of unwavering belief, relentless pursuit, and unwavering determination. Be a source of inspiration to others, sharing your experiences and supporting them on their own paths. You have the ability to make a positive impact, not only in your own life, but also in the lives of those around you. Keep believing, keep striving, and keep pursuing your dreams. You have the power to make them a reality. May your future be filled with boundless success and joy.
And you see this thing, Keith Fletcher, that we talk about is that the brain, on the first episode where all these different speakers were talking, and one of them said that you have a great idea. If you get a good idea in this process of focusing on yourself, to write it down. And we heard that even from our last show, last Wednesday, where our motivation speaker also said to write it down. And the reason why writing something down is a huge thing when you are really truly focusing on yourself, because studies have proven that the brain shoot off a certain chemical called glutamate. And this glutamate, it works on the cells and it transmits to the neurotransmitters such as dopamine. And it put an impression in your mind, in your mind's eye, and in your mind, it put an imprint that no longer was it just an ideal, now it becomes a thought. It becomes something real, something reality. That's why writing something down is huge. I wanted to make that point of inference before we go off the air this evening, because as we focus on ourselves, friends, many of us come up with some ideas, and we kick it around in our head, and you share it with someone you can trust. Supposedly, you got this small, good circle, but you fail to write down. You fail to write down. See, this is why goal setting, which is a major part of the process, this is why writing your goals down are important. This is why when you say you want a certain car, or you plan to add on to your home, or you plan to do this, or you plan to do that, it's a wonderful thing. If you write it down, you can bring those things you've written down into existence. It becomes much more real and tangible. You can go back to what you wrote down on May 29, 2023. I wrote down 7 p.m. I plan to have this in 1 year. In 2 years, my goal is to, and you got it written down. And even if it's not, let's say even what you want to do right now, tomorrow make a list where you plan to go. What you plan to buy, what book you plan to read, to check out, what you plan, your plans for tomorrow. When you write things down, its chances are you're going to get more stuff done having it written down than not, than just waking up haphazardly and going through a day, going through another month. Oh, the year sure did go by. Yeah, it did, didn't it? No paper trail or anything. Life is living you instead of you living life. But friends, I hope y'all enjoying the show. Fletcher and I, we've been talking about some pretty, pretty deep and heavy discussion that I believe, and I believe he believes, can really help you, man. Can really help you, madam, missus. Sister, we really believe it can help someone, because if you can get over these hurdles of being laughed at, of being talked about, or get over the hurdles of just stop being ashamed, and you know. More than anyone personally, you personally know you need to get some help for clarity. And if truth be told, we all need to get help for some clarity in our heads. Come on in here, Fletcher, man. I sometimes hog the show and talk too much, man.
No, you fine, man. I'm going to touch that point of goal setting and then get into that clarity. And I'm going to use, myself, man. I know me and my wife bought our house 17 years ago. Now, I want to get this point. When I bought this house, me and my wife got the keys. We thought they were going to come back and take this house. It was so easy that the point, God blessed us. We didn't even know nothing about a house, nothing about a construction. I didn't know anything. I remember when my wife walked in, she looked up. My wife big on space. She said, why do they have this empty space up there? It's so much room up there. Why is that space empty? So she first, I remember she walked in and said that. Pay no mind to it. Then, the kitchen we went by, and I remember, like saying, goals, talking about goals. She said, a year ago, she said, I got a picture of putting my kitchen. I want to work. And she took had a picture of a kitchen. We put it over the kitchen. Years go by. She's still talking about that open space. So one day she said, Keith, I want to put something up there. I want to have an office up in that open space. Again, I have no idea about construction. I don't know how that's going to get done. I'm just, she just talking to me. I'm just like, we both, uh-huh. He can be done. Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know what you thought they built it like that. You know what I'm saying? How they going to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. Fast forward. I remember the kitchen, she had the picture. We looked at it. We modeled the kitchen. And the kitchen was just like, we put the picture down years later, found the picture was just the same. Fast forward to now. She built it. We built in the office over her in that space. But this is what I'm gonna tell you what happened. They don't. Them parts of the, that's the thing about goal setting. But I'm gonna show you what other things happened. Now she remodeling other homes. She remodeling bathrooms. Remodeling. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. other things come with that. Not just that goal. Like I say, so
that's
you want to be a cook. You see what I'm saying? It don't just the other
things.
Doesn't
just stop there. That's right. The byproduct.
The byproduct of that. The byproduct of your goal setting. Open other things. Like Oprah said, she done wrote goals, and look all the things happen beside her goals of being this and being that. She has multiple goals, but the byproduct of that saying, I want to do that, open other things. We put new stair railings in the house. Like I say, didn't have no clue. My wife ain't have no clue of design or nothing, but she go in, people, oh, man, look at the bathroom. She can just put together. That's the byproduct of that. So let's just say you want to be a cook or designer or whatever. It's going to be a byproduct of that. That goal right and saying, I'm going to do this. Other things come with that, too. That's what that faith. That's writing it down and then having faith. And, man, like I said, my cup overflow. That's the other things come with that faith and believing and trusting. And go. Other things start byproduct, it start overflowing. It ain't just that. It's this and this and this. You start changing as a person, your confidence level. See that part right there? That's that.
There you
that's
go.
This, that,
there you go. Yeah, that confidence level grows.
That confidence level. That skill level. See, it's a whole bunch of things come with that. But then that come with focus. See, it all come down, man, what we talk about. You know what I'm saying? All
it's all
focus,
connected.
You know what I'm saying? Then we come with procrastination. Then we come with anxiety. And then we come with, faith. Okay, faith is belief. Faith and doubt is the same thing. You can believe one or believe the other. We try to get you to believe in faith. But the things we tell you, put the right people in your life. So when you're taking, when you're overwhelmed, they can come say, man, look at that, man. Man, I'm just going, nah, don't give up, man. I see something. I wish I had that. I had a partner of mine that started a restaurant. He'd always talk about being an entrepreneur doing a restaurant. I never understood that. I was like, man, where you get that from? Man, I'm going to build this. I'm going to do this. Because nobody in my family was no entrepreneur. Nobody in my family built their own thing. I knew a lady named Miss Prince. She had a store. I'd have never really looked at it like that's big, but it was big when I started seeing. But he would always say, I'm going to have to. And when he opened it up, let me show you the byproduct. He opened it up and now I believe I can do it. I seen the process. I seen it. I heard it. I touched it. I can do the same thing. If I'd never been around that, I would have never said, I'd have never thought these things.
Well said, my brother. Well said. And this is a thought. We said it many times, but it bears repeating. So you all take a pen and pad out, write this down, and keep it in your repertoire so you can have it to know just where we at, where we are at as a people. Bad time creates strong people. Strong people create good time. Good time create weak people. Weak people create bad time. We back to bad time. It's a cycle. But when you focus on yourself, what cycle are you going to fall in? Are you going to continue to be what you've always been, looking at life through that small prism that you was brought up with? Those folks who raised you, if you're from a small community in the South, they gave you everything you had with everything they gave you everything they had. And it's a shame on you if you didn't add to what they gave you. They gave you all. They emptied themselves to you. And you here you are, 50-year-old, still living on what they gave you. That's a sad commentary. We gotta stop blaming others for who and where we are. The opportunity is there. Get clarity. If it's clarity that you need to clear your mind. Now, I'm not saying, listen, not at all am I not saying. There are things we know injustice is there. It's always been there, always will be there. But I'm talking about on a business level, on a self-development level. This is self-development. We all can work on ourselves. We all could be better, a better person than we were before. So this is where we're coming. This is where we're coming from. And you can work on yourself to be better than what you were yesterday.
If you happen to be in the Dallas area, don't miss the chance to book a stay at Charnu's Palace, our Airbnb. This magnificent property boasts of having a front yard, backyard, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a 2-car garage, and security cameras all around with internet access provided. The location is perfect, and it's an ideal spot for someone special like you. Check out the link in the description for all the details. While you're enjoying your stay at Charnu's Palace, why not online by browsing www.extraspin.shop? It's an Amazon affiliate website that supports Word on the Streets. By shopping there, you'll be helping us earn a small commission at no extra cost to you. And if you're feeling low and need a quick pick-me-up, check out our Koji store, Positivity Boost. We offer inspiring videos, positive affirmations, and more to help you feel amazing again. We truly value your support. And now, let's get back to the show.
And friends, this is our show. We've enjoyed ourselves. What say you, Fletcher, man? We got a couple of minutes left in the show.
Yeah, man. I've enjoyed all this, man. Yeah, this, like I said, I just want people to get this part right here, man. That's what's holding a lot of us back. This was holding a lot of us back, and we understand that and get this right here, like you said, self-development. We can't worry about the economy. We can't worry about the politician. We can't worry about
that's
global
right.
warming.
That's
we
right.
can't control none of that. But we control ourselves, our
that's
attitude,
right.
our beliefs.
That's right.
That's the thing. We can do our mind. We can control those things, educate ourselves. Like I said,
we can develop ourselves.
Yeah, we can develop. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge. Understanding. Knowledge, understanding. See, like you say, Shawnell said it best, this brain is a computer, man. It's what you put inside of it. What you do to a computer, you got to clear the cache. You got to delete some files. You got to update
right.
some things. That's what we need, updating something. Update yourself. Update
and you know
yourself,
what, Fletcher,
which update your vibe.
You, continue with this, but I want you to. I just want to interject. We do better by our cars than we do about ourselves. We'll get our oil changed. We'll take it and make sure the tire balance, tire rotation. Or we'll get all that getting done. Get it vacuumed, get it clean and everything. But what do we do for ourselves? Go ahead on, bro.
No, you're right, man. We do all for all these things. Buy clothes, take it, but that's ourselves. Taking care of our mental status. You know what I'm saying? I say that, man. I preach on that spiritual health, physical health, mental health, and which can be able to go to the financial health in that order.
Yeah.
But you got to,
That's total package, there, brother.
That's the total package, man.
That's
four
the total
right
package.
There. In
that's
that
total
order,
package.
You're spiritual first.
In that order. And look, we are still live. This is Word on the Street on Blog Talk Radio. We certainly hope you all enjoying the show because Fletch and I really enjoy sharing with you this topic by focusing on yourself. Focus on yourself. Fix you. Fix you, man. Fix you, madam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you get it early, if you get it, see, like I said, me and Shorty, let's just say divorce. We both been to divorce. We didn't have no roadmap on going through that.
That was hard. We had a lot of people telling us, if that was me, what I'd do.
I don't want to hear about that, man. You should be this way. That's what I'm saying. They didn't have that roadmap to encourage you and tell you and talk you, man, for real.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough. It was rough. That was really ugly, bro, to be honest with you. That was an ugly part of my life.
Jordan, I had a guy was in the gym, and met this guy. We were talking, and at the end, man, you know, we talked for a while. We didn't work out, and he told me him and his wife going through counseling. And, you know, maybe, you know, we see different things. And I could tell the brother, he put his head down. I said, man, lift your head up. He said, well, I said, man, marriage hard for everybody. Relationship is hard, period.
That's right.
A man and a woman.
But see, that's good to let somebody know that.
Yeah. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You see what I'm saying?
It's not.
It's nothing to be ashamed that you don't understand your wife or she don't understand you right now. That's nothing to be ashamed of. You in the counseling, I say, what I'm going to tell you, brother, I'm going to tell you this right here. Give it all. I'm going to tell you why. If that's your queen, that's your wife, give it all to her. She deserves it. And she needs to give it all to you because you deserve it. And when both of y'all going out thinking that way, I'm telling you, if y'all feel that way and believe that, that you're going to give it all and y'all going to work through it, it's going to work out.
Man,
be honest.
Let me share. I'm sharing something very privately right now on this major platform. So as you all know, and if you're just coming on, you won't know, but if you've been riding with us, you know this. So, you know, every night I sleep with affirmation every night. And so, and every night, though, before going to bed, we always have me and my boys, we have conversation every night. It doesn't matter. Rain, shine, sleep, every night, we have our closing conversation at night before we go to bed, and we have a prayer. But we always, and I was sharing with them, as positive as they may see me and listening to me as to my affirmation every night, and they know the kind of food I eat and feed myself. But I told them, and they heard it from themselves. I said, you know, just because a person do all of that, and my youngest son is Jordan, I said, you heard me get out of form the other day with your mother. I say, because let me tell you something. Just because a person do all those things, we're not exempt. We still
need
get
to
mad
hear that. Somebody need to hear that.
Man, I'm telling you. And he said, yeah, he heard. I know he heard, man. You know. I mean, we know who we are. I ain't going to tell you. I mean, and he said, yeah. I said, yeah. I said, but I want you to know that.
Knowledge.
Right. And I want you to know the realness, too, of it all. Feeding yourself all the right stuff doesn't mean you're not going to get out of form.
Not exactly.
And you're gonna break some glasses. The human side of you is still going to come out.
Yes.
Because, see, that human side of me is still that prism I was raised with. Ooh. That when you crack that glass in me, somebody going to get cut.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, that's been another conversation, Fletcher.
We need to have another conversation, yeah, because Chanel, you ain't the only, you ain't the simple, you're not the only one, man. I don't, like you say, when you crack that egg, like I said, I can go ahead and say and be, but
right.
Hey, that, like you say, it get broken.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then,
right.
But you got to go back and discuss it.
You got to go back and deal with it. That's right.
And like you say, go and address it with them, letting them understand why.
Understand.
Now,
that's
I'm not
right.
giving you
there
details.
You
I'm not
right.
telling you what, but I'm telling you these things can happen. This is a part of this relationship. This is a part. Everything is not going to be roses.
That's right.
You know, everything ain't going to be, everybody, we're not going to agree all the time, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
Yo,
that's it, man.
Everybody, we come to another
show,
close
baby.
For Word
Good
on
show.
The Street. We really hope y'all enjoy the show. If you do, show us some love. Make sure you share this show with somebody. And make sure you come back to be with us on Wednesday. We got a surprise for you Wednesday. So you definitely want to be here Wednesday at 7 p.m. Word on the Street Blog Talk Radio with the amazing Keith Fletcher and yours truly, Extraordinaire.
Yes, sir. Tell someone, man, they missed one. They missed one today, baby. Great show, Extraordinaire. Great show, baby.
Yo, 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 my brother. Thanks, man. Great show, great show. Amazing, Keith Fletcher. See you Wednesday at 7 p.m., my brother.
All right, brother. Take care. Y'all take care. Hey, where are the street people? That's up, baby. See you Wednesday.